All right, it's about 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Welcome to the Community Cafe. We're joined in studio by Brooke, Priscilla, Danny, and Scott. They are all with the upcoming play, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. I got that right, right? But here's what's funny. So, like, and I hear this is just like an absolutely hilarious play. Monica's seen it. She's like,
I saw it like 8 years ago, yeah, and I saw it three times because I couldn't not.
Yeah, yeah. So like, we're really excited about it. Welcome. Thank you for coming in. I guess I'll start over here in the corner with you, Brooke. So what character do you play?
I play a character named Logan Schwartz in Grubinier.
All right, say that again.
Logan Schwartz in Grubinier. She has two dads, Carl okay. Schwartz and Dan Grubinier.
Gotcha. Okay, so tell me about this character.
So she has two dads.
Okay,
she got that. Okay. She has a lisp, okay. And she's really stressed out all the time.
Okay, what's stressing her out? What's causing her all this anxiety?
Well, her dad's put a lot of pressure on her to win, so she has to win, and she's really worried she won't win, and then she doesn't win, so... that's a spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Maybe she wins.
Maybe.
Maybe she doesn't.
Yeah. Hey. No, don't ruin it. No. So in preparation for this play, so did you like sit down and watch like a bunch of spelling bees and like get the, you know, like this is how people actually are? Because I actually love that event. You know, mm-hmm. And seeing like the quirky people who actually do this stuff. Okay. Did you do any of that?
Well, I used to be an elementary music teacher, so I have a lot of experience watching kids under pressure too. Yeah. And I have children, so I kind of modeled some of those behaviors off of my children.
What pressure do the kids have? I think the pressure is all on the parents. I don't get this.
Oh, when you're on stage performing as a kid, there's so much going in your mind. You think about what your parents think of you. You think about the other kids on stage. You think about your future. Are you going to be the world's greatest speller? You know, there feels like there's so much online. But you don't, when you see kids on stage, you don't see all that pressure that's happening.
All right, so do me a favor. Do me a favor. So... I'm really trying to visualize this. All right, so get in character for me. Okay, you're on stage, you're in the moment, and you got to spell. Like, what's the? Somebody give her a word.
Thesitis.
All right, there you go.
Thesitis. You want me to spell it? Okay. Thesitis. Thesitis.
That's awesome.
That's correct.
That's awesome. The play is the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. It's described as a beautiful, funny, emotional musical about living up to the expectations and finding your own path, even at a young age. That does sound like a lot of pressure, huh? Okay, so Priscilla, right?
Yes.
What character do you play?
So I play Rona Lisa Peretti. She's okay. The host of the Spelling Bee for the 9th consecutive year, and she was also the 3rd annual Spelling Bee champion.
Oh, all right. So it sounds like she's got a little bit of a chip on her shoulder.
This is her moment. In fact, she takes every moment as her moment.
Oh, okay. So all the moments are her moments.
It's true.
So she's a moment thief.
She makes it very much about her.
Yeah. Okay. I think I know some of those people.
Hey. I cried when I lost the spelling bee when I was like 8 years old. So I know this picture.
This surprises me not at all.
I cried for
okay?
the rest of the day.
Yeah. All right. So a little bit more about this character. So, and please, the same thing. Like, get in character. Like, give me... I don't know. I don't want to ruin the play, but give me like your signature moment. Like everybody's got like that one line that you're like stressing over. Like, I got to get this line right. Okay, give me that.
Oh, so Rona is just overwhelmingly positive. She's very much a Pollyanna. She is a bit insensitive to the speller's feelings because she wants to be in the spotlight and she takes the spotlight every chance she can. And she Maria's... like from Sound of Music across the stage. And she's just very smiley and upbeat, and it's all about shining.
Yeah. I can relate to her. Like, she sounds like a wonderful person, huh? brightens the whole room every time she comes in.
Absolutely.
Relate to this character, okay? All right, so Scott, right?
Yes.
All right, now who are you in the play?
So I play the character of William Barfay.
William Barfay.
It's Barfy. Ooh.
Barfy.
One of the jokes during the play is they keep saying his name wrong. So okay. They say Barfy. But it's French. It's Barfay.
It's Barfay. Okay. All right. So tell me about, what William Barfay?
Oh, man. William Barfay. We call it, the kids call him Barf.
Okay.
And he's just a mess. He's got the hair. He's got the snot. He's got, his clothes are falling apart. He's all disheveled. Also, he's very competitive. and is out for blood this year because he lost last year. So he comes in and he doesn't have any friends. Okay. He really kind of keeps his distance from the other kids, and he's ready to take everyone down.
He's ready to take everyone down. All right. I love it. All right. Uh-huh. All right. So, and this is a musical, right?
Yes.
All right. So all you guys can sing. Mm-hmm. You notice how she's just kind of like made her way like to, like, did you pick up on that? Like when we started this interview, she was like up close to the mic. And then as like, she's like all, like she's a shadow in the corner now. Okay. All right. All right, Danny, come on, step on up. You're one of the directors, right?
Yes.
All right. So tell me how hard your job is working with all of these, like, you know.
So actually, for this show, our job has been super easy. This cast is absolutely amazing. They've made our job very easy.
You're supposed to say that right now because, listen, I mean, working with actors, I mean, come on, that's not an easy thing, okay?
It's not an easy thing, okay. But this cast, it is.
Really?
Yeah, it really is.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We have no divas in this cast. It's been really great.
Well, we have one standing right there. She plays a diva. She just told us that. Okay.
Her character may be a diva.
Okay, gotcha. So how fun is that for you? Like coming together, especially a musical comedy like this, it's got to be an absolute blast.
It is. It's so much fun. It's my break from my normal life. I love showing up at the theater every night and getting to watch them perform.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Are you normally like directing like dark comedies or something like that? Or is
I usually do the musicals.
Okay.
All right. But this one is just exceptional. This one has just been amazing. It's got a little bit of everything. It's funny. It's got a few sad moments. It's just a well-rounded, great show.
The name of the show is the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. We're really looking forward to this. All right, so now, is there a time where you guys are all on stage together in a musical performance, like the three of you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Lots of times.
Yeah. Lots of times? Yeah. All right, we got time. Okay, so... I know you. I told you this was coming. Like you don't look surprised. She's like surprised on her face. I told you this was coming. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, but you stepped way away from life. All right, give me just a little snippet of a musical number.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
At the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, we grew up undeniably.
And look, our hair is thinning.
Our past caught up to us at last. Which is a very nice, very nice, very, very, very nice, very nice, very nice, very, very, very nice, very nice beginning.
That's
so early. Awesome.
That's, I know you didn't get to tune your voices up, you know. Thank you very much for that. All right, so let me just get into a little bit more. Okay, so I was reading some of the descriptions. Okay, this is an eclectic group of six mid pubescents.
Funny, because it's true. It's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
But
right.
I haven't heard that description yet, so right, I thought it's funny.
A big word.
Yeah, mid-pubescence. Yeah. Well, I can read it. It's right here.
It's a loaded all right. word.
Yeah, yeah. Mid-pubescence played by six adult singers who vie for the spelling championship of a lifetime while candidly disclosing hilarious and touching stories from their home lives. The tweens... spell their way through a series of potentially made-up words, hoping never to hear the soul-crushing, pout-inducing, life-unaffirming ding of the bell that signals a spelling mistake.
I get to ring the bell.
You get to ring the bell?
It's very fun.
All right. This is awesome. All right. So give me a pout-induce, you know, because obviously you got to act these things out. Can we do some improv here? All right. So listen. All right. So hold on a second. Hold on. You are soul-crushing. You're pout inducing. You're life unaffirming. Well, that's what it says right here, okay? So somewhere this has to come out in your character, right? Okay. So give me soul crushing.
Oh geez, like say okay.
Your soul is crushed.
Ding. Okay. I'm so sorry. I lost. I
I really tried to win, and I lost anyways, and I'm so sorry. Will you still love me?
Oh,
God. And Rona's response to that is, how exciting.
That's awesome. That's good. All right. All right, Scott. What did I give you? You are your life unaffirming.
Oh, he's getting his hair. Yeah. You can't see it, but he's doing his hair.
One of my words is lugubrious, which means extremely sad and droopy, which is a topic that I'm very familiar with. And I can spell it for you. L-U-G-U-B-R-I-O-U-S. Lugubrious.
That is correct.
I know.
That's awesome, guys. You guys have been really good sports. All right. The play opens on March 31st. It's a Tony Award-winning, hilarious musical. It's called 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And you definitely want to come in for that. And Danny, directing this play, I can tell you've had a lot of fun with this talented group of actors. It just sounds like a blast. You know?
We have. It is a blast. You guys should definitely come and check it out because these performers are so talented. They will blow your socks off.
Absolutely. All right. So the performances are at Theatricos March 31st to April 23rd, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. There is a reception on opening night. Sounds fun. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Really
good sports. Really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next time. All right. ABC. ABC. I'm not going to tell. Did I tell you that in advance? You don't have to sing. You can come anytime. ABC News is next. This is The Legend, 93.5 AM 930.